President?
Yes.
I received the National Science Foundation message with a note saying I should redo it and to call you on the phone about it.
I thought that that would be a good opportunity for you to rewrite that and put some vision in it and some news in it and talk about the wonders that are ahead of us and the values of science and the necessity for us to be science conscious and some of the things that could come from such things as either satellite photography or desalting or some of the wonders of our time. And I thought it would be a good springboard for a good message that was looked to me to be pretty routine. Now, I don't know whether you can do it or want to do it or not, but if you'd get some of your better people and all of you get your head to work, I thought you could improve it.
I welcome the opportunity to take a try at it.
I think it would kind of glamorize and bring to the forefront your field, which to me is the backbone of the 20th century and what everything's all about. And if we are superior, we dominate this field, while we all right, if we don't, while we probably all wind up being slaves. And I would try to say that.
All right, would you like about the same length as the present one, or?
Well, just whatever you can write that's interesting, that's newsy, that's glamorous, that will appeal to people. You can tell them that we're going to be eating out of the bottom of the sea and that we're going to be having K rations on the moon. I don't.
All right, I'll take a cut at it. Hello?
Nothing on there.